You cannot be of the world and claim a holy God. You can't be. The name Mennonite is a man-made name. Menno would come and rebuke you for it. The gospel is not being proclaimed. Here's the biggest thing. Ready? You're standing here listening. You're better. I don't know what you would have done if I'd showed up at your church. Most of them don't even want to stand and talk truth when we show up at the church, and we don't interrupt their services or anything. We wait outside to talk to men. The fruit of the Anabaptists, most of them, terrible. I would say I've met and witnessed personally to thousands of them. I would say I can remember a handful, that's four or five, Anabaptists that ever really listened and said, yeah, you got some good points, I got to consider that. And guess what? In 15 years of ministry, what's your first name?
Cornell?
Cornell, yes. My name is Tupos. In 15 years of ministry, two Anabaptists calling out the biblical gospel, the shed blood of Jesus, his death, burial, and resurrection, repentance to him out of the world and false religion like the Mennonites, be born from above by the Spirit of God. The fruit, we don't work our way to heaven. When you're born from above, the fruit is holiness, righteousness, obedience as your drive, and you endure in the faith. 15 years of preaching that gospel. You see that man right there? That's the only Anabaptist man I know that has come out. He came out of the Hutterites. You familiar with the Hutterites up in Canada? He came out of the Hutterites, and he serves Christ in spirit and truth. Every other Anabaptist I ever met, even the five that listened, never came back, never responded. To my knowledge, they're all still in dead man-made religion because they love the world. They're partial to each other. They love making money. They don't want to be persecuted. They tell us what we do is too harsh. And I take them to the scriptures and show them where Paul was arrested. Jesus was arrested. People were beaten. People were dragged out. Jesus said, I'm hated. You'll be hated. Nobody hates the Anabaptists. They love doing business with you guys. Buying apples, buying metal roofs, buying produce. Man, you go to the Anabaptist auctions. Hey, give me five, give me five, give me five, give me five. They got their microphone and they're making mammon. If I show up with my amplifier, you know what these hypocrites tell me? I shouldn't be using technology. Yet they use it for money. We were in a place in Tennessee where they called the wicked Anabaptists, called the police on me when we were standing peacefully in the parking lot. And one of their elders came out and he said, that's the devil in your phone, in your hand, that phone using the internet. Jesus never used the internet. And right in front of the cops that just ran us out right after that, I said, you hypocrite, your grocery store and your church are advertised on the internet. How do you think I found out about you? And he just went, this is the gross hypocrisy. Now, okay, ready? There was a man not long ago that tried to call out some sins of some people. He's this big. He's calling out other people's sins. Do you think you could see his plank? I called out his plank. You can go look at it. Anchor Mennonite Church in Eldon, or in Versailles. I called out his plank, and they all turned around and walked away. Rank hypocrisy, and it comes to this, a lack of the Spirit of God. If you had the Spirit of God, you would be studying the Scriptures. You would hate Psalm 119, 104. I hate every false way. I don't hate you folks, but I hate every false way. You would be saying, I hate the name Mennonite. I don't want it. I hate Christmas and Easter. They're Roman Catholic linked and they're a lie. I hate not going into the world and spending all my time on business and religious community. The Holy Spirit would draw you to do that. If it doesn't, you're probably not born of God. You can be a pastor. You can be an elder. But if you don't have the truth, where's the evidence that you know God? Jesus said you must worship in spirit and truth. I showed you a whole bunch of ways you don't have the truth. We even have a, look at how much we love you guys. We even have a special Anabaptist card for you guys.
Well, you can say a lot of things, and there's a number of things that you said that I agree with.
Have you repented of them and put them away?
Can I finish?
Like the women's, how do your women cover their heads?
Can I finish?
Little buns?
My wife's hair covered about, we use it more of a cap style, but it covers about the same amount as what her.
Yeah, it said Christmas, Easter, the men don't dress biblical. The women are told to cover their bodies. The men walk around and showing their bodies off, showing their butts and their fronts and their back off. This is unbiblical.
So
God shed blood in Genesis 3. Have you ever studied that? It's amazing. He shed blood in Genesis 3 to cover us, and God himself dressed us. He didn't put us in jeans and suspenders. He put us in tunic-like garments to cover us.
So how do you know where the line is and how long it should be?
Well, when you start wearing a tunic, we'll talk about that. Until then, you're not even close. You don't even have any coverage.
Well, I still maintain that my biggest, one of my issues with there's a lot of things you said that I believe are true.
So you need to repent of them, or you're going to die in that sin.
But how do you know I'm doing the things that you're accusing me of?
Because if the Mennonites, if you're a Mennonite, you already admitted you do Resurrection Sunday. You already admitted that the... Do you guys... Where's your ministry? If I go online, am I going to see the biblical gospel proclaimed and you men out in the street proclaiming, calling out the false religions, calling out the world? Am I going to see that?
I don't know that you'll find much about our church online.
There you go. So look at this. Look at this. Let me get a picture of this. Look at this, because I love you. Look who's online, but you don't know if you'll find much online about the gospel. It's not funny, sir. You're a pastor. At this point, I need to rebuke you. You're going to lose your soul. Because this is not funny. You make money online, but you don't even have the gospel online, and people are dying and going to hell? That's just plain wickedness.